This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, June 27. Gifts of Speaking. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 14. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people, but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. The gift of prophecy involves speaking God's word in a specific situation. Although prophecy is sometimes about a future event, it is usually a preached word or teaching that God wants his people to hear and apply to their lives in the present. For example, the prophet Moses received the law of God for his people so that the people could learn it and teach it to their children for daily living. Isaiah received some prophecies that were fulfilled many years later, but God also told Isaiah to urge the people, "Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed." These words still apply to us today, also. The Apostle Paul also mentions the gifts of tongues and of interpreting tongues. These gifts are less common than prophecy, but sometimes the Spirit gives them to his people to bring the word of God in a dramatic way. Paul explains that the tongues are a sign that the Spirit uses to convince unbelievers of his power, and that prophecy is intended for believers. Paul discusses these gifts in detail in 1 Corinthians 14, and he advises that if someone is going to speak in tongues in a worship gathering, a person who can interpret should also be there, so that everyone may be blessed by what is said. The Spirit can call on us to speak his word. When he does that, we must speak faithfully so that others can glorify God. Pray with me. Spirit, guide us to speak so that people can hear your truth and grow to know your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.